Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Jim Claffey is from Active Lincolnshire. Tell us what Active Lincolnshire is, Jim.
Active Lincolnshire is a sports partnership, which is governed by Sport England. There's a sports partnership in every county in the United Kingdom, and I'm part of the Lincolnshire version. Every sports partnership has a directive to do kind of whatever they see fit within their local area, and our strapline is to keep more people more active more often.
Okay. Now, as you can tell from my svelte figure, I am very active. I'm not, obviously. But what do you do for people like me who really aren't and weren't that bothered about sport in school?
Well, actually, you're our target audience. So as active partnerships of the past, they were focusing on elite level sport and getting people through the pathways. Whereas nowadays, we think more about people in your situation who weren't very active at school, and we'd like to help you find activities that are more suited to what you would like to do and how you get more out of it.
Okay. Part of the reason I'm not an active person is because I'm disabled.
Yeah.
How can you help me with that? Obviously, you can't help me with that. But how? What have you got for me?
We've got a tool online from Let's Move Lincolnshire. So I know I'm from Active Lincolnshire, and we're the organisation behind it. But Let's Move Lincolnshire is a platform to inspire people like you in your situation. And there's lots of people in lots of different situations that feel the same way to activity. And we've got an activity finder on there, which has got a whole host of different things you can do to stay active in lots of different ways. And one of them that we're developing, and why I'm here today, is to talk about the wheelchair sport programme.
Yep. So what does wheelchair sport involve? Because obviously that is another issue, wheelchair disability. And we'll forget the sport bit from there, but wheelchairs and disability don't immediately say to me, sport.
That's exactly why we're doing it. And your word issue for me is interesting, because for me, we don't see it as an issue. We see it as just something that's there. If people are living with a disability and they're in a wheelchair, or if they're disabled or whatever, it doesn't matter. People can still be active. So the wheelchair sport programme exists for lots of different reasons, but one of them is to help, let's call them physically able or able-bodied people, realise that disability doesn't mean anything really, and we need to educate people through the wheelchair or the disability. So the wheelchair sport programme allows people, both living with disability or people that are able-bodied, to participate in sport together and to be on a level playing field, which means that there's something to talk about, or that it breaks down the barriers and it kind of eases everybody into kind of being a little bit more comfortable with each other.
You said it allows them to play on an equal playing field.
Yeah.
How?
So I started, my friend is a wheelchair basketball player, and he's living with a disability, he lives in a chair, and we're just friends. And in 2018, I joined him on one of his sessions that he was in. As he being an able-bodied male, you know, they've got chairs for able-bodied people where you just strap yourself in and you get to play. My personal experience was that, obviously, I know my friend very, very well. I've been friends with him many years, but there's other people that I met who had disabilities where you didn't think about it. You never saw them. You're just playing the game. And it's one of those things where, as a person like I am, I wouldn't get to participate with people with disability before. And you find that I was personally uncomfortable because I didn't know how to work a wheelchair. It was interesting. It was, you know, a completely different kind of method. But once I got through that, you just enjoy the game. And then once you finish it, you just realise that you can have that social kind of bond, or that kind of being in that
environment. Sportsmanship.
Yeah, exactly. All those great things, activity and sportsmanship, and me being a social creature anyway. That's what it's about. So fast forward a couple of years into past a thing that happened in 2020, and now that
thing in 2020,
something just happened, didn't it? I don't know what it was.
I really can't remember.
Neither can I.
I've slept since then.
Yeah, but, you know, leave it alone. But now we're revitalising the programme across the county. We operate in schools, so we can educate children at a younger level, or we work in with corporate environments, and we do corporate leagues or one-off kind of away days for businesses. And they learn about disability awareness passively, or we can actually go, you know, head on, and we can actually speak to kids in like year 10, 11, 12 and 13 about how, you know, disability is just a thing, and people are disabled, and it's, people don't get to really interact with people like that very often. So our coaches, that are predominantly our coaches who run the wheelchair sport program, are living with disability.
Okay.
So that means that they get the face time with the participants, no matter what their age or ability, which then allows them to kind of feel more and sink into it. And they ask them questions and they get the answers. And it's just about being curious, isn't it? And about kind of learning more about something that might not be the norm to those kind of people.
Okay. So are you trying to make it normal for...
Exactly.
For everybody, not just people with disabilities?
Yeah.
Okay. So what sort of sports do you offer then?
Predominantly basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
You might have seen, because of the Commonwealth Games recently, you might have seen a bit of wheelchair basketball playing. It's a very, very fun sport to play. I'm biased because I love basketball, and I run basketball within Lincolnshire anyway, at the Able Body Game. But we found that basketball is something that people enjoy and they like to play. And no matter who they are, they just, if they are in a sports hall with a basketball and a hoop, they always try to shoot.
Yeah.
No matter who they are, no matter what they try. So the wheelchair element of basketball is just two fun things being put together. You might have seen wheelchair rugby on TV.
I haven't. I am one of those unfortunate creatures that stays away from rugby.
Me too. Okay. I prefer to be indoors. And play indoor sports and stuff, but wheelchair rugby is phenomenal to watch, but maybe not the best thing for a corporate away day. A little bit aggressive, a little bit intense.
I can imagine it would be, because rugby is a contact sport.
Yeah, there's a lot of contact.
And I can't imagine that transferring to a wheelchair.
The wheelchairs that we've got are kind of sport wheelchairs, so that you are completely guarded and safe around like 360 degrees. But in wheelchair rugby, they've got an even more kind of chair that leans into it. So they've got lots of high guarded front end, so it is used to like collision and contact. But like I say, it's not really great for a primary school child to start playing.
No, maybe not. As maybe. An introduction to contact sport, perhaps not.
Not that I've got any kind of experiencing right now. I don't know what to say. I can't help you.
We'll forget rugby.
not my thing.
Definitely not mine. What about for those sort of sports that you do individually?
There's the term sport and activity can kind of get a little bit muddled up sometimes.
Yes.
And you don't necessarily have to play sport. So obviously I'm here from the wheelchair sports program because we play a lot of basketball and boccia and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't play rugby. However, activity is different. And you don't have to be competitive in activity.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do things at your own pace when it's an activity, let alone a sport. So there's no kind of, you can ease yourself into it. And sport might be something that's on a long pathway after the activity.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different groups and organisations that are wholeheartedly committed to helping people just like yourself who really want to maybe have that first kind of like few kind of steps into being a little bit more active and feeling those amazing benefits from activity and being more healthy and active.
Okay. It's not something obviously that you come across every day. Where can I do it?
So on our activity finder, or from letsmovelincolnshire.com is what we've signposted a lot of bits for people. And us at Active Lincolnshire, we're all on hand at any point. Just give us a call, send us an email, and we can help listen to you and your individual circumstances. And because we know the majority of the activity providers around the county, we'll be able to like put you in touch with somebody out anywhere, including the university, by the way.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with Active Lincolnshire, how can they do that?
Through... So you can go activelincolnshire.com and contact us through there, or through our Activity Finder website, which is letsmovelincolnshire.com.
You mentioned a minute ago about being active in the university.
Yeah.
Obviously, that is only going to apply to students, is it?
Not necessarily. We've got staff and students. So we're working with the university now, and we're mm-hmm. very, very close to sign everything over. I've been in touch with the university recently, and they went away to Europe to compare themselves against other universities in and around the continent. And they mentioned that their disability programmes were a lot further ahead than what we've got currently in the United Kingdom. So they've reached out to us because we've got some trailers and activity wheelchairs behind the university sports hall right now that we use on a regular basis, and they would like to gain access to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the university have got some funding from the BWB and are about to put on courses and activity sessions for university staff and students to just uphold that awareness into wheelchair sport or wheelchair activity.
So can anybody enter into this? Can they join in?
Of course they can. That's what it's all about. It's all about that education. It's all about that awareness. It's all about people participating and being able to just play together.
Okay. How can people go about getting involved with that then?
I'm not sure right now because it's not 100% set up. However, we will be putting a case study out there on Let's Move Lincolnshire again to highlight what we're doing and the great work that's being held by the university and us helping them and assisting them with their journey. So we'll definitely put a case study on there mm-hmm. and you'll be able to learn more about it. And I'm sure in that kind of blog post or article, there'll be some contact details in there to how they can start participating.
Excellent. Now, I'm perhaps taking you back a bit, so I'm going a bit off-piste, shall we say.
Can't wait.
Training. Are you offering training to the teaching staff?
Definitely. We found that people that deliver activity anyway are more than capable of being able to structure a session to make sure the outcomes of that physical activity session are, you know, meet the needs of their participants. Obviously, when you put a wheelchair in there, it's a little bit different and, again, something that people aren't used to. So what we're doing at the moment is a case study with a school in Gainsborough. We work with them for the entire day, just delivering the sessions with all of their children and pupils, all the way from year 10 to year 12. And their teacher stayed with us all day. And essentially that was his kind of training of what he wanted to do. We're going to revisit them. We revisit the school very soon. Do another few hour sessions just to make sure that they feel comfortable in the chair, and then lease the trailers to that school for an extended period of time where they can just run their own sessions without us having to be there and hold their hand, so to speak.
Okay. So we've gone as far as university. You've just talked about year 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
What about younger children?
Yes, we're involving primary schools on a more regular basis. It's just that the relationship we have with the primary school is slightly different, and they'd prefer a coach to come in on a more regular basis mm-hmm. and to help them provide that activity rather than them take it on themselves.
Okay, so that means more work for you.
It's not a problem. It's all right. We've got a healthy workforce of coaches, and we're working now as well to bring on more volunteers and more coaches to help us deliver the programme in the future.
Do you have disabled volunteers then to deliver these packages?
The vast amount of our workforce are people living with a disability, yes. Okay. So my friend that I mentioned earlier, one of his teammates, someone who's worked at Active Lincolnshire for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
Are all coaches who run the wheelchair sport programme.
Excellent. But you don't offer a huge variety of sports, is what we've said a minute ago.
Not right now, no. We're just one step at a time. But there's no reason why we can't get there soon. Rugby will be a far way off.
Thank goodness for that.
But, you know, we were talking about it before in the office, and tennis is a very hard game to play anyway,
yep.
Let alone being in a wheelchair at the same time. Obviously, a lot of the conventional sports that might be going through your listeners' heads right now are quite difficult to transfer. But let's just start easy and play a little bit of wheelchair basketball and have a nice time, and we can see where it develops.
Okay. I was thinking more cricket myself because my eldest son is a cricket instructor. But obviously that's another one where you need an extra piece of equipment.
Maybe. But do you know what? That sounds really good and it sounds very achievable. Mm. Indoor cricket, I think it would be great. I actually think you could. There's no reason why you're batting. We could adjust the game slightly.
Yeah.
I think it would be phenomenal.
Now, we all do different sports. Those of us that do sports, obviously not me. But we've all also got different age offspring, maybe, if we're that lucky. I have several. You are offering this programme for disabled people, which able people can get involved in. What about equipment and things like that?
It's a massively fair point, and that's the reason we've reintroduced the programme with such force of what we've done this year. We're lucky enough that 10 years ago, the Sports Partnership, well before when I worked there, bought a lot of wheelchairs and a lot of equipment and trailers. We're currently working around Lincolnshire. It's not just about Lincoln and the, you know, the capital of our county. Mm. It's about the, and Lincolnshire is geographically huge.
Yeah.
So thankfully we've got a lot of trailers with a lot of wheelchairs that we're refurbing right now to make sure they're the best possible experience anyone can have. And we've got a hub at the moment in Market Raisin, in the Market Raisin Leisure Centre.
Mm-hmm.
We are working with Grantham and Bourne. I've got a conversation this week with Louth and Leisure SK over there. And we've just creating hubs around the county where people can just come along into a community session, jump in, experience it, and maybe join a league or maybe join an activity provider that's more suited for it on a more competitive basis later. But in the meantime, feel free to jump in one of our community sessions and try it out.
Okay, so this is for able-bodied and disabled people, isn't it?
When it comes to someone who's living with a disability, we'll have to speak to them first to make sure that we can meet their requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who are disabled but still are kind of able with a walking stick or crutches or maybe even in a wheelchair can still participate, but it all depends on the severity of their disability. But quite fortunately, we work with some activity providers in the county that have got specialist wheelchairs and equipment where they also run specialist sessions for people who are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And they can help them out and provide them with equipment to borrow so they can participate as well.
Very good. I am almost, but not quite, changing my mind about sport.
That's great. But don't think of it as sport. Think of it as activity.
That's another frightening word.
Maybe when we start launching the sessions in the university, or maybe you could pop up to one of our sessions around the county sometime. They all start very soon. So if you look at letsmovelincolnshire.com, look out for one of the article posts that we're going to put out there, and we'll advertise everything there.
Okay, I might. Tell me what the difference is between your sport wheelchairs and my wheelchair that I've got at home is.
Yeah, that's the most important part of it, really. Our wheelchairs are safe to have activity and to play activity in. There's bars around the front that provide you protection for, because there are going to be collisions and impacts. And when I say the word collision, it sounds really, really tough. But
yes.
There'll be a scrape in one of our chairs will be catastrophic for a person in their normal everyday chair.
Okay.
When your listeners might think about an everyday wheelchair, they'll think of it quite a large set frame. Mm-hmm. The wheels to be quite large and straight, whereas our wheelchairs are about a camber. They're set on a camber, and they've got roll bar protection across the front and straps to keep you in. It sounds a little bit like a ride at Alton Towers, doesn't it?
It does, really. I was thinking when you mentioned roll top,
yeah,
I thought of a bath.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from there, but it's these chairs are a lot more agile than an everyday chair.
Good.
And they're a lot wider because of the camber of the wheels. Mm-hmm. And the reason you don't see sport wheelchair designs in everyday life is because they just won't fit through doors.
Okay.
And that's where the disability awareness needs to come in, because I feel that once more and more people are aware of a wheelchair, they will, when they open new buildings, they'll make sure they're completely accessible for everybody.
Yeah.
And that means that wheelchair design can change for everyday chairs, and then people will be able to at least fit through the door.
Yeah. It's wheelchairs, like I've said before, hold different images and different thoughts for different people.
Yeah.
Obviously, for me, it was an extremely good way to get around. Now it's a support, more of a support aid at the present time. But for somebody who's not used to being in a wheelchair, how do they get used to it, if you like?
Yeah, that's, you'll find that someone who's lucky enough, like myself, to be able-bodied, when I see a wheelchair, or one of our sports wheelchairs, I think fun. I think jubilation. Right. I'm excited. Whereas I imagine in your experience, when you've seen a wheelchair, been introduced to it by force,
yes,
it's something that you don't love. And it's completely understandable. And I think it's about the environment that you're put in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the type of wheelchair, which you spoke about, different trainers for different sports, or different shoes and footwear for different kind of...
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear wedding shoes to go play
basketball.
You wouldn't
wear your best stilettos,
exactly,
you mean?
Exactly. No, I've not worn stilettos in a while, but I would say
that's
that...
That's two of this.
But, you know, you wouldn't use your everyday chair to perform activity in.
Okay.
And I feel that that's where the difference is. Most people that are able-bodied don't see a wheelchair very often. And their connotations of a wheelchair, their mental connotations of a wheelchair, are very, very different to yours. And they may feel that they need to go above and beyond and help someone too much when they see someone in a wheelchair. It's great that they are actively, you know, aware of that person and they mm-hmm. want to help them. But sometimes they can stare and it can be an inconvenience. And we just want to normalise a wheelchair to people. So, and it also potentially could spark conversation. So if I saw a wheelchair user that I wanted to kind of break the ice with, mm-hmm. I could always say I've participated in a wheelchair basketball program and I've played wheelchair basketball. Have they ever played?
Mm-hmm.
Do they know they can? And they might even already be part of that setup, and you might not know about it, or they might want to go, actually, yeah, I've never heard of that before. I'd like to try it out. So it's about communication and sparking friendship out of nowhere, potentially.
Yeah.
You never know where it could go, but it's about normalizing disability.
Excellent. I like that idea a lot. It's not something that everyday people come across, maybe, but disability is something that somebody else has to live with. And it's, you can't put it in a drawer and forget about it. It's with you 24/7. So every waking moment, probably even sleeping moment for all I know, is disability. How can you integrate that into a sport for somebody who's not in that position?
The only thing that we can really do is provide an opportunity for people to be active,
yeah,
and to participate. Those things you feel every day are something that I don't think anyone can change. And I'm not I'm not qualified,
yeah,
to, I'm not a therapist in any way, shape or form to help you get through those emotions. However, just providing the opportunity for someone to be active and to have a go is everything. I mentioned earlier that when we were at the Lincolnshire show,
mm-hmm.
we set up an outdoor version of the wheelchair sport programme so people could just jump in and have a go. And we had an elderly lady in her everyday chair being able to participate with her daughter and granddaughter,
yeah,
at the same time, and three generations all together being on a level playing field, just enjoying activity for a change. And that will help everybody.
How was that received as an activity?
Phenomenally.
It's
just about people being able to just interact with each other,
mm-hmm.
in a way that they wouldn't normally be able to.
Like you said, equally, and I think that is the huge buzzword there.
Yeah.
Equality.
Yeah. Inclusion.
Jim, you have been an absolute inspirational chap to talk to today. Thank you very much for coming in. I would love to talk to you again. Thank you very much for coming in. You have been an absolutely inspirational person to talk to today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I look forward to potentially seeing you again sometime.